Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in. This is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. So today, let's talk about if you're consuming, you're not producing. So if you're passively watching stuff on television, if you're addicted to the internet, if you're on Facebook and social media all the time, you're not producing. What's producing mean? Basically, you're not doing your own writing. You're not doing your own projects. You're not creating any kind of body of work. You're not contributing stuff to your own legacy, whether it's for yourself or for your children or for family, or to produce the coveted passive income. So this is what everybody is chasing, passive income. So the reason why passive income is important is because you really should have multiple streams of income. You really should be able to make money in several ways so that you're not completely tied to your job. You're not a complete slave to your job, especially if you don't like your job. But regardless if you do or if you don't, you should have multiple streams of income. So it's nice to be able to make money while you're asleep. It's nice to be able to make money from something that was a project. It's nice to be able to make money from your own, leaving your own body of work. So you're getting a double whammy. It's like the Success Sensei. Even if it never produces any kind of a decent income, it's a personal project. So it's leaving a body of work. I'm actually contributing something. And getting it out of my head, I can leave it for whoever wants to listen to it, for my kids, for whoever, but it's some type of a legacy. I've been involved in the service industry for a long, long time, and I've absolutely loved my job, coaching and instructing and teaching, but it doesn't actually leave anything. I'm actually not creating, because it's a service, I'm not creating anything, which is why I've always worked on a body of work as well as doing my service industry work. So yeah, obviously I can produce world champions, or I can produce, but it's nothing tangible. So that's why I always worked on the videos. So our YouTube channel, Martial Arts Incorporated, martialartsinc.com, that's the website. But if you go on the YouTube channel, you'll see we've over 1,000 video clips. So that's some amount of body of work that we've produced throughout the years. I would have written a lot of ebooks, and I would have written a lot of articles as well. So stuff that's actually producing something, so it's not. And I would have made passive income through so many various channels, online and physical channels as well, so that it complemented the service industry, it complemented the service that I was offering. But not just that, it's what I keep referring to, a body of work. Besides the passive income and the multiple streams of income, it was producing a body of work. So something that was a little bit of a legacy, even on a minor scale, it was getting it out of your head. So how do you do that? Well, you need to stop consuming. So consuming, yeah, I'm not talking about consuming food. I'm talking about consuming other people's information. So this goes further than just watching, you know, TV, or it goes further than just watching the internet or looking on Facebook. It's things like, for example, if you have a book on your bedside table, even if it's a really good book and it's a book that you're learning from, you're consuming someone else's information. When I have a book that I'm reading, I write less, plain and simple. If I'm consuming someone else's information, I am going to produce less information. So that's a little bit of a harsh reality, and it's one that you need to kind of realize that even if it's worthwhile information, even if I'm learning, even if it's a documentary, I'm watching a documentary on TV, or I'm studying a book, or I'm reading something, you know, that's nonfiction that I'm actually going to learn from, I'm still consuming. I'm still a consumer of someone else's information. So I'm actually producing less. So it comes to the point where it's very, very important that you don't do those things if you're going to produce your own body of work or your own information. And by the way, there is definitely a book in everybody. There's information in everybody. And people do want to actually hear your story. They do want to hear, you know, you think that you're insignificant. We all think that. We think that nobody cares. We think that our achievements aren't worthwhile. We think that, but you do have life experience that others, it's just accessing it. And, you know, that's if it's an informational product we're talking about or an informational course. You know, I have a friend of mine, quick plug to him, but I won't mention his name yet, but hopefully I'll have him on soon because I plan on doing some interview style podcasts, not just me waffling. So you'll have someone else to listen to, a different style of podcast. I've actually got some very exciting guests lined up. I'm just working on that at the moment. It was easier to do it from a solo point of view at the very start to get it launched. So keep this in your mind, just to start something. It doesn't have to be perfect. You can make it perfect as you go along and you can work on it. But if you wait for perfect conditions, you'll never launch it. So if you do have information that you want to do, if you do have a product, if you do have an idea, just open the laptop, just turn on the computer. That's your first objective. It will start to flow. If you're procrastinating and you're putting all things off and you think that it's too much of a daunting task to actually get started in whatever passive income producing product that you want to produce, just open up your laptop. Just put it on your kitchen table. You're going to see it every day. It's going to motivate you to write something or to do something. So it has to, I know I was talking about writing, but this friend of mine that I briefly mentioned, he's an inventor. So he's happy when he's inventing things. Has his day job, works very, very hard at what he does. It's a very, very different field to the inventions that he's coming up with and that he's producing. Another friend of mine is very, very much involved in affiliate marketing. So even that as well is leaving a serious body of work. It takes a good bit of time and effort and energy to set up, but then hopefully later on it produces more of an income so that if you were not well or if you weren't able to work, you still have money coming in. You're not completely reliant on selling your time hour by hour in the job that you do. People, again, I will say it, want to hear your story. They're very, very interested in your story. So they're very interested in the ideas in your head. So get them out there. Don't get suckered into non-productive viewing and non-productive consumption. But even this is the point I'm trying to get across. Productive consumption is still preventing you from producing your own ideas, your own plans, and your own information. So get a start, open the laptop, as I said, look at it on the kitchen table, get your notepad and paper, just leave it there, just leave it on your island, if you have a kitchen island, leave it on your bed, leave it on your bedside locker, leave it on the floor so you have to trip over it. So it forces you to pick up that pen and that piece of paper and actually write down some plans, some goals, some information. And even like this project, even as a project of self-discovery, it helps. It's very therapeutic to get your information down, get your words down and get your thoughts down on paper or, you know, on the computer. There's never been an easier time in history to be able to produce your own material, to be able to not consume and produce your own projects, your own products, your own courses, your own, and actually make your own ideas a physical reality of some description. There's never been an easier time. Sitting in your pocket right now or in your hand is the most amazing personal computer that can do so much. I don't think we access even 10% of what our phones can do and our smartphones. They're an absolutely amazing piece of technology and single-handedly have changed more in society and more in our lives than we probably give credit for, than we actually realize. And we're always talking about the harm of social media and digital devices and smartphones, and we're always paranoid about them listening to us and all that. That's another separate podcast. But right now, concentrating on the positive, it can do so much to further your passive income stream, your own personal body of work, your own plans. You can do so much from absolutely anywhere in the world with this device in your hand. And that's not even including laptops, desktops, iPads, whatever. There's that much information. You've already got it in your hand. You've already got it in your pocket. So make sure that you're using it. Make sure that it helps further your plans, because you know the way you're always saying, I'm always saying, we're always saying, everybody's always saying, I don't have the time. You do have the time. You can, on your commute, In the morning, at night, while you're, you know, you're while you're passively watching TV, you can have your phone in your hand, you can jot down a few notes. If you're motivated by something, motivation is such a strong currency. So if you're motivated to go with anything, to do anything, just do it. Just go with that motivation. Don't wait, because when that motivation goes away, you know, when you have a project and you're excited, you wake up in the morning and you're excited to do it, and it's, you're thinking about it all the time. That's a very positive, if it's something positive towards your life that can improve your life or that can just help you along this journey of life, you should definitely go with that and strike while the iron's hot. So while your motivation is strong, that's when you go at it. You don't go, oh, I'll do it later, because your motivation can wane. You do get tired. It does go away. You do give your energy to other people, and then suddenly you're not as motivated as you were. So strike while, when you have a thought, you have this amazing device, so jot it down, speak into it, do launch your own book, your own TV show, your own scripts, your own writing, your own inventions, your own courses, your own online sales, whatever, your own podcast, your own YouTube channel. Get on it. Whatever is motivating you, whatever subject you have an interest in, pursue that. And hopefully for you, it will turn into a body of work. It will also turn into a passive income stream. It can also be a great form of therapy, self-therapy, to get all your information out of your head. And it can contribute to society. It can contribute to family and your kids if they have any interest. Absolutely. It ticks so many boxes that I don't know why you're not doing it now. So have a think about it. If you're not doing it already, definitely have a think about it. And just to reassure you again, have confidence that you do have a story people are interested in. You know, all this technology and all this social media and all, you know, everything digital, there is a detachment in society and humanity. And believe it or not, people actually don't want that. They actually do want to hear human story. They actually do want to know what you're doing, what motivates you. People are absolutely fascinating, and that's why I've always loved my job as a coach. Over and above the roundhouse kicks and the jabs and crosses and back fists and spinning side kicks, it was the human story, it was the human interaction that I've always liked, especially on the one-to-one setting. Really knowing somebody, you can nearly feel that you've live their life with them when they tell you their story. And it is fascinating, because where else would we gain all of this information and feel that we've understand so many other different lives aside from our own? Because we're all stuck in this bubble, we're all stuck in a fishbowl, and we can't see outside of it sometimes. And then when you hear other people's stories, it's absolutely fascinating, the differences in people. We're all the same, and yet our lives are so different, and we're so motivated by different things. So hopefully that's motivated you a little bit. It is about balance. So I'm not at all saying that I'm not going to passively view television or magazines or anything. You're not going to have a life if you're trying to be literally just 100% productive. So it is about balance, but try to swing the balance in the favor of being able to produce. So I know there's great projects in you. Have a think about it and just get a start. It doesn't have to be perfect conditions. Just get a start and work from there. And you just never know what could happen. Your side hustle could become something so much more important and something bigger than you, and help you in so many ways that you can't actually visualize right now. So just before I sign off, we have our blog, we have our YouTube now. This is a Success Sensei blog, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and the website's coming very, very shortly. We're about to launch that. Please click like, comment, subscribe, review. We're on iTunes, Spotify, Podbean. So slowly but surely, this personal project is growing. This is grassroots level. Hopefully it'll keep growing. And it's a great way of forcing me to create more of a body of work. And that's and a passive income stream at the same time. So you're listening to this right at the very start. You're a part of it. Thank you very much for everyone's input. It's very, very helpful, because obviously, even though I'm a very confident person, you're still hit with a lot of self-doubt anytime you go forward with anything like this. So I very much appreciate all the help and support that I've received so far. So I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.